Police and protesters clashed in several Tunisian cities as frustration over a poor economy boiled over. The unrest came amid a four-day national lockdown to stop the spread of COVID-19. Some of those involved threw petrol bombs and looted shops. More than 600 people were arrested. Yoweri Museveni was declared the winner of a presidential election in Uganda. He has been president since 1986. Bobi Wine, the main opposition candidate, is under house arrest. Security forces shot and killed scores of people after protests in November. Aid workers warned of mass starvation in Ethiopia's northern region of Tigray. Little food has been allowed in since fighting broke out in November between the federal government and forces loyal to a regional party. Some say the government is trying to starve the rebels into submission. A former civil servant in Thailand was sentenced to 43 years in prison for sharing material critical of the monarchy online. The sentence would have been 87 years, but was halved because she pleaded guilty. An earthquake struck the island of Sulawesi in Indonesia. More than 80 people were killed and 40,000 displaced. In Guatemala, soldiers and police blocked 7,000 people trying to head from Honduras to America. Security forces used tear gas and truncheons to stop the caravan, the first large one to form since January last year. A few migrants managed to reach Guatemala's border with Mexico. Mexico's government dropped its investigation of Salvador Cienfuegos, a former defense minister. America arrested Mr. Cienfuegos in Los Angeles in October, but sent him home on the understanding that Mexico would investigate allegations that he had links to a drug trafficking gang. Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, claimed that the American government had fabricated the case. America's Department of Justice said it was deeply disappointed.
Coronavirus briefs.
The global death toll from COVID-19 passed 2 million, 3 months after it hit 1 million. The Indian government launched a vaccination drive with the aim of giving 300 million people an injection by August. Most Indians are hesitant about getting the jab. The Netherlands sought to introduce a curfew, its first since the Second World War. It was complicated by the resignation of the entire cabinet over a scandal involving parents falsely accused of welfare fraud. Joe Biden decided to keep a travel ban on most countries in the EU and Britain in place after Donald Trump tried to loosen the rules as one of his last acts as president. Britain was one of several countries to tighten border restrictions, suspending all travel corridors with countries with which it had reciprocal entry arrangements.